and digging in hard on the studio process provided some essential insights. Springsteen's rhythm guitar is more of a driving force behind his recordings than most listeners might realize. For instance, the brilliant mix engineer Bob Clearmountain tells me that Springsteen refers to his electric rhythm parts as the primal scrub. The focus on Springsteen's own compositions and official studio releases does mean there are a few omissions here, from great songs like Seeds and Light of Day that are as yet unheard in studio recordings, to the entire Seeger Sessions album, to the many bootleg studio tracks that still haven't been released. At the beginning of this book, we find Springsteen unburdened by doubt, a 22-year-old laying down his first album without hesitation. Soon, his process grows as tortured as it is productive. The number of classic or near-classic songs he wrote, recorded, and tossed away between 1977 and 1984 is astounding. Thanks to his boxed set tracks and subsequent expanded album reissues, many of those songs have seen belated official release and are included in this book. By the 21st century, Springsteen recovers his initial nonchalance, writing with purpose and certainty, and recording quickly. Many of the anecdotes in this book capture a vanished pre-digital era, when the recording industry could allow a young artist to record for months on end, live in the studio with his road-tested band, when, as on Something in the Night and Born in the USA, a gesture from a frontman to his drummer could result in a spontaneous musical moment captured forever. I was fortunate enough to spend many hours talking to Weinberg, the kind of drummer who remembers the exact details of those gestures, and just about everything else, 40 years down the road. The importance of Springsteen's musicians, the E Street Band chief among them, comes through over and over here. Bitten, his keyboardist since 1974, had many revelations to offer on how he and the rest of the band helped the songs take shape. Reevaluating Springsteen's catalog, song by song, offers a reminder of the essential seriousness of his project